Historically black colleges and universities have been seeing an increase in corporate donations, fueled in part by the killing of George Floyd and the calls for racial justice. Donations from foundations and big companies have been on the decline, but social awareness efforts are helping to open up corporate checkbooks.
It was like manna from heaven.
Natalie Coles, in charge of fundraising at Wilberforce University in Ohio, says she got a call out of the blue from Dominion Energy offering $500,000 to help students transition to online learning during the pandemic. She thinks black workers at these corporations are helping to push their companies.
They've really said, okay, we want to make long-term change. How can we best do that? Let's arm our students with what they need to be successful.
At Florida A&M University, Vice President of Advancement, Shaunta Friday Stroud, says she's pitching this as a long-term investment.
So far, it doesn't seem like just a handout. It seems like a let's figure out how we can partner. My hope is that continues, let's say, over the next 3, 4, 5 years.
And says contributions have recently doubled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.